I've been on for several weeks. But tonight I'm going to talk about an interesting subject. It's called angels. Now, I begin with the scriptures. As you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. And I use the Bible as my base. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the whole surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, merely by speaking, God brought all things into focus. That's the beginning of my talk tonight. You must remember that God created everything just by speaking. Out of nothing, he created the earth, the universe, angels, which is going to be the main topic. And he did it by speaking. He created it out of nothing. That's a marvelous, it's wonderful to serve somebody like that. And that's the reason that I have no problem in speaking about God. Such a vast universe. But why so big? Why would God create such a huge universe and it's empty except for us? We have to ask ourselves the question. Because as human beings, the planet Earth is our natural birthplace, our native land that God gave us to start our physical and spiritual growth. Even as a young kid, my question was, what's out there? Astronomy began to develop into a science in the 15th century, sparked by the discoveries of Galileo and Copernicus. The Earth is not a center of the universe. They said, what? Surely they were the center of the universe. But based on the information gathered by their primitive telescopes, that they discovered the Earth revolved around the sun, not the other way around, has been supposed for centuries. Far more advanced telescopes of the 21st century, revealed billions of specks of light that burns, turned out to be galaxies millions of light years away. Eternally curious, it was a wonder that our universe, our uniqueness of our Earth with life as yet so Earth with its life and yet so many galaxies out there and the millions, probably the billions, and no other life. So what might one may ask, or will ask, even if no light is found, I have a hard time speaking tonight. That's not to say that life doesn't exist outside our planet. It probably does. It's just not life as we know it. Extraterrestrial life of a different kind that God Almighty, maker of the universe, dwells in the spiritual mode of heaven and sometimes in the ancient past. God created all things. God created spiritual beings and has helped to rule and administer the vast universe. And I truly believe that God created the angels, spiritual beings, to rule the universe. We call these spiritual beings angels. In your Bible, Psalms 148, 1 through 5, shows that they were a physical unit. Shows that the physical universe was created in God's command. He spoke it anew and created it just in its command. There are millions and millions of them. Daniel 7, 9, and 10. So the Bible speaks vastly and greatly about angels. Millions and millions of them. For what reason? Well, certainly one of the reasons is to praise Him, to glorify Him. But God created them with some of the supernatural powers, some of His supernatural powers that God possesses, certainly never more than God or equal to God, but some of His supernatural powers were passed on to angels. God refers to these angels in several ways. Job 38:7 calls them morning stars. They sang and shouted for joy when God created the earth. So before the earth, there was angels. So the angels have been around eons of ages. Someone asked, well, was there a classical struggle between the forces of good and evil? Yes, it sure did. There was a fierce battle going on in heaven. One of the archangels of God, created, referred to as Lucifer, in the translation of Isaiah 14:12. Let me read that to you. Have you fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn? I mean, you have been cast down to earth. You once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend over the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. That's all, you know, we have a tendency to be wanting to be greater than we are. We have a tendency to be envious of other people. Angels were no different. Lucifer said, I will ascend above the Most High. I will be equal to Him. But God had other ideas. God said, I will make myself, Lucifer said, I will make myself like the Most High. But you were brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit. That was Lucifer. One of the archangels, God referred to as Lucifer in the Isaiah 14:12, was further described in Ezekiel 28:7. Shows a being of immense beauty. You know, picture the devil as a one with horns and all this kind of stuff, and we've got him displayed as a thing of ugliness. But lest you beware, I want to show you something. He had utmost beauty, immense beauty, and perfection, and entrusted by God responsibilities. Though Lucifer is not a hideous thing, lest you beware, Lucifer was beautiful, immensely intelligent, great abilities. But Lucifer was dissatisfied in letter rebellion of one-third angels against God. Revelation 12, 3 and 4. That might have taken a very long time for them to choose. So So I don't know how he got a third of heaven to choose, a third of the angels, which is, by the way, millions and millions. Does it all sound like a fantasy? I bet it does. But actually, it happened in Isaiah 14 and 15, 14 verses 14 and 15. Reveals that Lucifer planned to exalt his throne above the stars of God and be like the Most High. You know, I still don't understand a man of such ability, and such intelligence, and such beauty had everything going for him, and he wasn't satisfied. God said, and being led of angelic rebellion to overthrow God. It's always been mighty, mighty things against God, small things against God. There's people out there listening tonight that they say, well, what a fantasy, what a stupidity is that? Well, just look around the earth, it's beauty. The seasons come and go. Christ died on the cross for us. All the things that we find in the 66 books. But there's an angel in heaven called Lucifer. So we may say to him that he was the original Star Wars. A literal war in heaven among supernatural beings. And war broke out in heaven. Michael, another archangel, and his angels fought with a dragon, which is Lucifer, and had become Satan's meaning adversary. And the dragon and his angels fought. But you know what? They were defeated. Revelation 12:9 shows that Satan and his angels, since their rebellion was referred to as demons, were defeated and hurled from heaven and back to earth, where they were located before the Great Rebellion. They were in charge of the great garden planet. It's our planet, but Satan's in charge of it. Still today, but he'll be, well, we won't get into that, we'll get into next week. They were in charge of the great garden of planet, and Jesus Christ said at that time, I saw Satan, Lucifer, and all the demons fall like lightning from the heaven. That's found in Luke 10:10. But I ask you, how could he convince a third of heavenly host to turn? This shows his great, immense power. Donald Trump supposedly can, he can negotiate. But can you imagine negotiating with someone so powerful as the devil, Satan, Lucifer? And he negotiated the third of heavenly host to go with him against the Archangel Michael. But yeah, he made his match, and he'll meet it one more time. But you don't have to be a part of that. You can separate yourself from the chaos of this world. Trust your life to Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is not an angel. He's Christ, part of God. He is God. And that's where you stand tonight. You know, for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I don't think you're going for that long, but maybe for 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to talk about angels and their what they've done to this earth and how you can be part of that angel clan, the good angels. You can be part of Christ, which is the Son of God. And he will do what he can for you if you will believe in him. Sounds like a fairy story, folks, but it is a fairy story. It's real. Until next week, we'll see you. But remember this, if you need to text me, you can text me at my phone number, 865. I don't know why I can't talk. 865-803-7334. Or can see me on Gene's blog. Until next week, unless you call or text, God bless you, and we're praying for you. Thank you.